Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no worries. Thanks a lot, Tom. Just very quickly, I clearly am not Stephen Comstock, as the nameplate would suggest. Stephen could not make it, and he asked me to come in his place. Very quickly, from API's perspective, the reason that I certainly would not characterize myself as a practitioner in the same regard as everyone else up here on stage, but API's interest in cost recovery really stems from the fact that when you hear people in D.C. talk about quote-unquote subsidies to the oil and gas industry, much of the time they are talking about cost recovery provisions, in particular IDCs. So if any of you watched the debate last night, they were intentionally vague about what subsidies they were referring to, but rest assured, if you had a president of a certain political persuasion, he or she would be talking about IDCs as a subsidy, hence our interest in it.
And can you express a view on that? Tell me, express your view, because I think it's a legitimate point in terms of why it's not a subsidy compared to other people.
So from our perspective and the way we try to characterize it in D.C. is that if you think about the industry, what IDCs are used for, I think it would be great if you knew what you were drilling for and that you could guarantee you would have productive, you know, good production from every single hole you drilled. Unfortunately, that's just not reality. Maybe it'll be there one day technologically, but and although technology has clearly changed over the past several decades, it's not guaranteed. I think you could distinguish that from, say, when you're building a factory, I would hope you know what you're going to produce there. And so you know that you are going to produce a widget, you know that it'll be this type used, and you'll produce this many. Whether there's the demand for that widget is another issue. But you can't say the same thing about every single hole you drill. Unfortunately, as I'll get into, there will be instances, hopefully not many, but there will be instances in which they are non-productive. So I think you can distinguish traditional cost recovery from IDCs in that regard.
Yeah, and I would just add that the cost of these wells, again, are upwards of $150 up to $450 million. And again, the success rate in the Gulf of Mexico, I always hear different percentages, but we could be talking one out of four, one out of five, maybe a third, depending on what area you're into.
Right. Great. So the first few slides in your deck really go into the basics of IDCs. I'm not going to bore you with those slides. But as Tom mentioned, integrated companies are subjected to the 30% haircut. And so,
let's make sure I got that. Ken, it means for IDCs, for integrated companies, they can't deduct 30% of their IDCs, right?
They'll get 70%, and then the remaining 30% is amortized over a six-year period.
Oh, thank you. Okay, great. Yep.
And so, what it comes down to is, are all drilling wells, are they created equal? And so from an industry perspective, we think you can distinguish wells based upon how they are, characterized. So from our perspective, you have exploratory, appraisal, and developmental. And, you know, I think for purposes of our discussion, so we don't simply lecture all of you, we think that the first two, exploratory and appraisal, can be distinguished. And the reason that they can be distinguished from production wells is because these are really kind of, from a layman's perspective, from an API's perspective in some ways, when we would describe them on the Hill, what we would say to people is, we're trying to define the best place to get production. And so this is very different from, I know exactly where to go and here's the best hole to use. So that's how we would distinguish them.
Yeah. Now, can I make sure I understand this? We're talking about this in the context of offshore activities, but technically some of these same issues are involved in onshore as well, right? You still have to find the petroleum, you still have to find and appraise things. So those costs may still be incurred in onshore activities as well. Is it not true?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, it's not as common, but yes.
Yeah.
And so this really kind of turns on how do you define non-productive? And I know this isn't, this broader view is the industry view. I know it's not necessarily completely agreed upon, but I think that's something we can get into.
Well, does the IRS agree with the general proposition that a non-productive well is entitled to the special exemption from the 30% haircut? Julie, what do you think? Was that something you guys agree with?
Yeah, we agree in general with the premise that non-productive wells are, you know, not subject to the 30% haircut, but I think it is a factual issue about what is a non-productive well. And whether exploratory wells are always a non-productive well, that's a factual issue that I don't know. We understand all of the facts on that. If you have an exploratory well that happens to be well placed and makes a big discovery, could that be used for production?
Right, that's the point, right? I mean, if you drill a well for exploratory purposes, Kim, it turns out to be a gusher, what happens then? Is that non-productive? I mean, how do you handle that?